Okay, David Bassett is next. Oh, we have some news on Kobe Bryant and Jeannie Buss. That's coming up later on in the hour as well. Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet on AM 570 LA Sports. All right, and if you want to win $1,000, it won't come in the mail. But we want to put a grand in your hand, so here you go.
Now is the time.
Oh, my God.
Your shot at $1,000 now. Money. Text the nationwide keyword WIN to 200-200. That's WIN to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard message and data rates apply in this nationwide contest.
Good luck.
And if you get that text, you get a call. Someone you don't know, unknown number, block number, whatever number may come up. Answer the phone, answer the text. That's the only way we put a grand in your hand.
All right, let's now go live to Milwaukee and bring on our buddy David Vassay, who is doing double duty today. He is co-hosting with Petros this afternoon. Dave, did you get your rest? You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, even though I did enjoy myself in Milwaukee. Went to a bar that was 108 years old last night. So that was a fun experience here to take in the history of this town.
Was the owner still there?
No.
The original owner?
The bartender's name was Tom Jones, a former firefighter from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Well, Dave, we're reading that there was a bet between the Miller Brewing Company and the Coors Brewing Company determining who would win between the Rockies and the Brewers. And since the Brewers won, Coors has to give everybody free beer in Milwaukee tonight. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I have, and actually did some homework on it while I was enjoying myself last night. And that bar that I was at, that 108-year-old bar, I believe it was called Swolisky's in Milwaukee, each customer that comes in gets one beer, gets one Miller Lite, and that's it, one per customer. And they're expecting a big crowd at that bar, and all the bars here in the Milwaukee area that are serving that have been designated bars that are able to give out that one Miller Lite to each customer, they're expecting big crowds.
Dave, you got work to do.
We know you would be there, Rodney.
Hey, Dave, I would be, but you got work to do. You can't hang out at the bar all afternoon now, Dave.
No, you're right. Hey. Just a little appetizer.
All right, Dave, talk about this roster, Dave. There was a little switch up with Julio Urias in the lineup now or on the roster now. Did you see this coming? What do you make of it?
Nobody saw this coming. This is somewhat of a shock to everybody, but makes somewhat sense because the Brewers' best hitters are from the left side, and maybe the Dodgers want to give themselves a little flexibility. Now, the one thing we still don't know is whether or not Scott Alexander is 100% or if this move was necessitated by injury. So that's something we'll find out a little bit later on today, whether or not Alexander was injured, and that's why they decided to put on another lefty in Julio Urias. I know Dave Roberts had talked about or hinted at the fact they were considering putting Ross Stripling on this roster, and Ross had told us last weekend that he was tipping pitches, and he corrected that. Now, he did talk to the Orange County Register extensively about some of the changes he made, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I heard that the Dodgers were not too happy with Ross divulging that much information about what he changed in his delivery, so that may have hurt his chances on getting on this roster.
Well, somebody asked a question, he simply answered. What's wrong with that?
Very detailed, Fred.
All right. But Urias has struggled in the minors. Is that not true, Dave?
He did. He struggled with his command, Fred. But since he's been here with the Dodgers in low-leverage blowout situations, he has been able to command the strike zone, and his velocity has been upwards of 95, 96 miles an hour. And you know, it's no secret that the Dodgers are analytic-heavy in making their decisions, and spin rate and all those other things go into their decision, and they must have liked what they saw in that category from Urias.
Gio Gonzalez goes for the Brewers. Are you surprised by that?
No, it makes sense. I know everybody was assuming that Julius Chacin was going to be the guy because he's been their best starter all season. But the Brewers are trying to roll the dice and neutralize as best they can this Dodger offense by throwing two lefties at him. The Dodgers' OPS, before they acquired Machado, Dozier, Freeze, and started going with this platoon, was around 750. Since they acquired those guys in the last 2 months of the regular season, it went up about 20 or 30 points, so they've been better. But from the left side, the Dodgers do a lot of damage, and the Brewers are trying to go with two guys that they feel will give them a better chance to kind of control this Dodger power offense, because that's the name of the game here. when it comes to neutralizing the Dodger offense is limiting how many home runs they can hit. And by putting in, forcing them to put in more right-handed hitters, it kind of helps that if you're looking at it from the Brewers' side of things. And talking to a few scouts that have covered the Brewers in the NL Central, it seems like everybody's picking the Brewers in seven games in this series. And I feel like all these baseball people and analysts are giving the Brewers a little bit too much credit.
Well, and that's why they're going with the left-handers off the top. They believe that that gives them their best shot because, as you pointed out, the Dodgers hit better from the left side of the plate than the right. But I got to tell you, I think you're discounting an awful lot of Dodger power from the right side. Matt Kemp plays tonight. Is that right? Do you think?
Yeah, that's been the history. Yeah, he plays against lefties.
Right, and he hit Gonzalez very well throughout his career.
Right, and he's not Gonzalez is not a guy that's a flamethrower, but he's a guy that likes to, you know, change speeds on guys and use the slider a lot. So it'll be interesting to see how Kemp fares against him now in this time and space, because Gonzalez and the Brewers have not lost a start since he was acquired at the end of August when he's on the mound.
Dave, how long, given what you've done, and you do all the homework and the research because you're with him every day, how long do you think Milwaukee stays with a starter? I mean, if Gonzalez gets in trouble and they have such incredible confidence in their bullpen, do they yank him in the second inning?
Not the second, Fred. I think they're hoping to get at least five innings from their starters. That's kind of been their MO this postseason, and really when they start to get hot and have led to winning the 11 straight games coming into this series. So they're looking for five innings. They're not looking for two.
Hey, Dave, Ryu goes on tomorrow, and he doesn't pitch at home. When we're looking at his record, he's got a much better record at home than on the road. Are you surprised that he's going in game two and not holding him back for game three?
I am a little surprised because of how good he's been at Dodger Stadium, Rodney. Like you mentioned, he pitched seven scoreless innings against the Braves in game one of the NLDS, and during the regular season, he had nine starts, and his ERA was 1.15. So I was a little surprised, but he is one of the hottest pitchers in this rotation, and they probably figure that they want to ride that no matter where it's at and maximize that in this series. And when you talk about left-handers, when it comes to the Brewers trying to match up against the Dodgers, well, the Brewers hitters are not as good against left-handed pitching either. In fact, their power is diminished against left-handed starters. So that's another reason that played into the Dodgers going with Kershaw and Ryu back-to-back.
And that leads us to Clayton Kershaw tonight, the incredible outing against Atlanta. Do you see a little more pep in his step, Dave?
Yeah, you know, I did in Atlanta, especially after he pitched the way he did in game two. But yesterday, being around him on the bus, on the plane, and here at Miller Park, he was all business. Day before his start, he's back to being locked in Clayton Kershaw. So we'll see how he pitches tonight. The one matchup to look at, obviously, is Kershaw versus Yelich. As you guys know, it's been talked about a lot now. Yelich had a lot of success off of Kershaw this season. Kershaw only gave up six home runs to left-handers this season. Yelich had two of those six and had four hits in six plate appearances against him. So if there's the traffic on the bases and Yelich is coming up, watch out.
And, Dave, as you look at the Brewers, we tried to do Brewer 101 the other day. I don't think we did it very well. So now we've got you. Who else should folks keep an eye on when they watch Milwaukee tonight?
Well, I think the guys from Southern California are the big ones. Ryan Braun's been swinging a hot bat from Granada Hills. You got Yelich from Westlake High School. And you got Mike Moustakas, who has World Series experience with the Kansas City Royals. He's been a huge difference maker for the Brewers at third base. So those three guys, plus Lorenzo Cain, who covers a lot of ground out there in center field, those are the four key guys to the Brewers' success.
What's the mood in Milwaukee?
They're, I don't know, freezing. It's 40 degrees out here, Fred.
And how does that affect the Dodgers tonight?
Well, you know what? Last night when they got here for the workout, empty building, no heat being pumped in, and no heat will be pumped in even though the dome is closed, and people are expecting with 45,000 plus, when they're all in their seats, it should raise the temperature by 10 or 15 degrees. So it's not going to be warm by any means.
Dave, they don't keep it at 72 like most domes?
No.
In the world?
No, they're not doing that. They're going with body heat. That's what they're going with.
And they've done that all season, or well, it hasn't been cold like it is right now, but I'm sure, you know, what do they do when it's hot and humid? They leave it sticky in the summertime?
Yes.
Wow. I've been up there. And I've seen a game there, and you're right, Dave. It is humid and sticky.
Yeah, yeah. And usually they leave the dome open in those circumstances when there's no rain threatening, and they leave the dome open. But, yeah, I was surprised the temperature is not controlled in here, but maybe that plays in the Brewers' favor.
And maybe they're just cheap and don't want to pay for the heat.
That's true. Good point, Fred.
There's the difference when you deal with a small market club. They don't want to pay for the heat. Try to freeze you out. All right.
They're going the Rogan route.
Whoa, Dave. Whoa,
what is
Dave.
That supposed to mean? What does that mean?
Hey, I see you guys buy. I see the Rogan family going to the liquor store to buy bags of ice, Fred. You won't turn on the AC during the summer.
We like to live naturally, Dave, like they did in the old days. That's it.
Keep the fridge open.
yeah, exactly.
All right, Dave, listen, have a good time up there. Have fun with Petros this afternoon. Double duty for you.
Yeah, it'll be like riding the bull at Saddle Ranch today from 2 to 4.
All right, Dave's going to join Petros. Then he'll be on with Tim during Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. He'll be on afterwards. Dave's earning his money today. Thanks, Dave. Really appreciate it.